Good morning, everyone. This is John Alls, and I'd like to welcome you on behalf of Independence Baptist Church. You know, it sure has been a nice few weeks, even if it finally is turning into a true Missouri summer. But, you know, it wouldn't be very long until we start to see some fall weather. And as you make your plans for this fall, we'd like to mention our yearly Fall Bible Institute. Now, this year, we'll be holding the Institute on Wednesday, November the 5th through Friday, November the 7th. And each year we have two visiting speakers, and they'll each preach in the morning and again in the afternoon. So as you make your plans for this fall, be sure and mark it on your calendars if you want to come. Again, those dates are November 5th through the 7th. Well, before our time slips away from us completely, let me go ahead and introduce Pastor Wayne Reynolds, who will be bringing a message this morning titled, Comparing to Sinners.
This morning, we want to speak on the subject of comparing two sinners. The first sinner is taking place in the book of Mark, chapter number 10, verse number 17. The Bible said here, "And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running, and kneeled to him, and said, Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not. Honor thy father and mother. And he answering and said unto him, Master, all these have I observed from my youth. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, One thing thou lackest. Go thy way. Sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor. And thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, take up the cross, and follow me. And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions." That's one sinner. Now, let's compare another sinner. In the book of Luke, chapter number 19, beginning in verse number 1, the Bible said, "And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste, and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste, and came down, and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying, that he was gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood, and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Both of these men, who lived at approximately the same time, were lost. They were both total sinners, and both of these men needed a Savior. Both of these men needed to be redeemed by the blood of Christ. After they spoke to Christ, one was redeemed, and the other was not. The question this morning is, what are you going to do? Are you going to be like the rich young ruler of Mark chapter number 10, or will you be as Zacchaeus of Luke chapter number 19? You see, there was no name ever given to the rich young ruler, but Zacchaeus is named. This indicates that Jesus knew Zacchaeus, but he did not know the rich young ruler. Let me ask you the question, does Jesus know you, or do you know Jesus? Remember Matthew 7, verse 21 through 23, where Jesus tells people that they said they worked many works in his name. But Jesus said, I never knew you. You see, both the rich young ruler and Zacchaeus were anxious to see Jesus, but only one really heard the message Jesus preached. Note, the rich young ruler came running to Jesus, and Zacchaeus climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him. Both of these men put themselves in the path of Christ. Both of these men talked with Christ, but only one of them was saved. Both the rich young ruler and Zacchaeus took time away from their daily schedules to either ask Jesus a question or to see him. Both of these men were curious, but only one man really heard what Jesus said. The rich young ruler called Jesus good. And Jesus questioned that. Jesus really is good, but his point in questioning the rich young ruler is to point him to the first four commandments, which apparently he did not know at all. It is very true that the rich young ruler knew the law, but only the parts of the law that pertained to him and what he could do. This young man was greatly concerned only with what he could do and entirely missed, what God had already done. You see, Jesus told the rich young ruler what the law of God said, but Jesus Christ did not tell him the first part of the law. Jesus Christ told the rich young ruler not to commit adultery, not to kill, not to steal, not to bear false witness, not to defraud, or to honor his parents. The first part of the law, according to Exodus chapter number 20, declares that we are not to have any other gods in front of Almighty God. The first part of the law declares that we should not make any graven image. The first part of the law declares that we should not take the name of God in vain. The first part of the law declares that we need to remember the Sabbath day. You see, the rich young ruler was much more interested in what he could do and not so interested in what only God could do for him. Missing this very vital point caused this young man to miss eternity with Jesus Christ. So I say to you, do not miss this vital truth. Many people today are very interested in what they can do for God, but very few ever see what God has already done for them. It is much more important for us to see what God has done for us, not what we can do for God. If the rich young ruler had only seen God, he would also have seen the holiness of God. This is the point that he missed. He never saw his inability to come to God, because he was always looking at only those things that he could do. The lesson is, always see God first before you ever try to look at yourself and what you can do. Many today are falling into this terrible snare of Satan and are missing the glory of heaven. Compare yourself with Almighty God. God has created this entire universe. God has placed the earth in orbit. On this earth, God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he placed the man whom he had created. Man are the creation of God. God made us. Therefore, he can do with us and what he wants to do. He can use us as favor to him, or he can destroy us forever in the lake of fire. The option is he is not ours. I am so very glad he has chosen to save all that come to him and accept the free gift of eternal life that he provides. Will you come to Christ? Will you let him wash away the filth of all of your sins? Or will you be as the rich young ruler and go away from Christ because you have other things you are trusting in? The rich young ruler confessed to Christ that he had kept all the law. Well, at least the last six commandments that Christ told him about. But he still knew something was missing. Even after doing all of these good things, he knew he was not right with God. He knew he needed to do something more. Therefore, he said to Christ, "What lack I yet?" This fellow is in the most terrible state. He knows there's more that he needs to do. Yet, what it is that he lacks? He is a good person. He is a very noble person. Yet he knows he is not right before Almighty God. This man has already performed many righteous acts, yet he knows within himself that something is missing. He knows he does not have eternal life. Jesus then looks upon him and loves him and tells him to do one more thing. Jesus tells him, I want you to go. I want you to sell everything you have. I want you to give your money to the poor. And this will give you treasure in heaven instead of treasure upon this earth. I want you to come again to me. I want you to take up the cross of Christ. I want you to follow Christ. Jesus tells this young man to forsake this earth, to forsake all the riches of this earth, to give all those things away and follow Jesus Christ alone. But what did the rich man do? First, the rich man heard the words of Christ, and then he was filled with sadness. Next, the rich man went away grieved. Why? The Bible says because he had great possessions. This is extremely sad. This man had rather hold on to that which is impossible to hold on to instead of letting Christ hold on to him. What about Zacchaeus? The Bible said here that Zacchaeus ran. The Bible said that he climbed up into the sycamore tree just to catch a glimpse of Christ. But while he was in the sycamore tree, he heard the words of Christ to him, instructing him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. Zacchaeus obeyed the clear command of Christ, and Zacchaeus came down from the tree, and he received Christ joyfully. There was a lot of murmuring in the crowd because of the actions of Christ, but that did not matter to Zacchaeus. In his own home, Zacchaeus made a public proclamation by stating, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. If I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. Please compare what Zacchaeus said with the rich young ruler who went away sad, who went away grieved, because he had great possessions. You see, Zacchaeus had gained eternal life. Not because he was willing to give up material possessions. Not because he was willing to do things. But Zacchaeus had gained eternal life because he was trusting in Christ. Christ can supply everything, both material and spiritual things. The rich young ruler chose to hang on to his great material possessions while he lived on this earth. He also chose to lose it all when he died, because he could not take it with him. The rich young ruler chose to spend eternity in hell, and I suppose he is there today. Which one will you choose? Material possessions and what you can gain all by yourself? Or will you choose Christ, who is very able to supply everything for us now and in eternity?
You know, I had heard the story of the rich young ruler and the story of Zacchaeus many, many times in my life, but it wasn't until recently that I actually saw the comparison between these two men. And it's really amazing how the Lord gives us an example of the two men who both wanted eternal life, but only one actually wanted to admit that he was a sinner. And when faced with giving up the riches he had, he decided it wasn't worth it. You know, he didn't really want salvation from the Lord. He just wanted to live forever. And I pray that if you're lost, that you'll see your need of a Savior, and that you'll see your need for forgiveness, and that you will turn from what you are and truly accept the gift that the Lord Jesus Christ has given. Well, our time has once again slipped away from us, but we would like to encourage you to log into our website at independencebaptist.org and check out the articles and messages that are available. And if you're able to, we'd also love to see you at services this morning, which will be starting at 10 a.m. And as always, we'll be meeting at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. And we look forward to seeing you there. Now, if you're not able to come this morning, we'd still love to encourage you to be able to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.